On Shabbos we read where Leah gave birth to 6 sons and then she conceives again. And she gives birth to a baby girl. And she names her Dina. Why Dina? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sechtes Brachos, Shadana Leah Dimba Atzma. Leah, as we know, was a prophetess. She knew that Yaakov was destined to raise 12 Shvatim. But she was also a great mathematician. So while she was pregnant with Dina, she did some calculation. I have 6 sons. And each of the Shvachis have 2 each. So that's a total of 10. If I have another boy, that's 11. Then my sister Rachel will have less Shvatim than the maidservants. How embarrassing would that be? So she prayed that the fetus that she was carrying be a girl. And that is why she named her Dina. But the question is, the Gemara says that Leah judged herself. Where do we see judgment here? The more appropriate name should have been Pachos, less. She thought Rachel should not have less than the Shvachos, or Nasan, that she gave away one of her boys. But why Dina? And perhaps the idea is, when people ask us for help, or they're collecting money for a certain family, oftentimes you are quick to judge. You know why they're struggling financially? Because the husband is too lazy. Why is he getting up so late? Why doesn't he take another job? Why doesn't the wife go to work? Everybody knows you need 2 incomes today to survive. Why they're spending so much money on extras? Why they're making such extravagant simchas? Let them make a tikkunah wedding. You know why they're struggling with their child? Because the parents are too strict or they're too lenient. You know why she's not conceiving? Because she refuses to consult the right doctors. She disregards the advice from specialists. But the Gemara says, Shadana Leah Dimba Atzma. Leah did not blame others. She said, maybe it's me. Perhaps Hashem wants me to daven for my sister. Perhaps I am not doing enough. I'm not doing my part in helping her. Leah judged herself. She looked in the mirror and she said, it's my fault. I'm not doing enough. The least I can do now is daven that I have a girl so that my sister can be spared some shame and have 2 boys. What a lesson. When we see people struggling, we are quick to judge and criticize. But we need to take the time to understand their personality, their temperament, and all their idiosyncrasies. By doing so, we gain insights into the reasons behind their struggles. Instead of passing judgment, we should think, why is my close friend or my next door neighbor going through such hardship? Perhaps Hashem wants me to do something to help them, be more generous and more empathetic. Instead of rebuking and condemning, think, maybe it's me. Why did Hashem give me so much extra money? Perhaps it's because I should be helping them out, and the onus is on me to assist them. Why did Hashem place me next to this particular neighbor? Maybe it's my responsibility to alleviate some of their burden. Why was I made aware of their plight? Perhaps Hashem is telling me, you're not doing enough chesed. A story is told that one day Reb Shimon Schwab was walking in Manhattan, and he passed by a McDonald's. And to his shock, he sees one of his congregants sitting inside, eating a big, juicy cheeseburger. And Reb Schwab was aghast. He wasn't the Rav of a reformed shul. This man was Orthodox, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Reb Schwab couldn't bring himself to go inside and confront the man. So he continued on his way. The next day he sees this man in shul. He doesn't say anything to him. But the sight of him at McDonald's weighed heavily on his mind. He thought to himself, really? You're davening? You're putting out film? And then you'll go straight to McDonald's to eat breakfast, bacon and eggs. Every time he saw this man, all he could think about was that cheeseburger. On Shabbos, the Gabbai gave this man an aliyah, and Reb Shimon Schwab thought, how can you just stand there before the Torah with nevelas and treifas dripping down your beard? He saw him on Yom Kippur and he thought, today you're asking for mechila, and tomorrow you'll eat basa b'chalav at McDonald's. This went on for months. Then one day, Reb Schwab received a call informing him that this man had been admitted to the hospital and that he should go visit him. At first, Reb Schwab was reluctant, but then he decided to go. When he arrived, the man thanked him for coming. Then he said, I don't know if the Rav knows, but I have a very rare and severe ulcer. When I have an attack, I must eat immediately. Otherwise, it can rupture and become fatal. I'm embarrassed to say this, but one time I had no choice but to run into a McDonald's and eat something to save my life. Reb Schwab felt terrible. He thought, instead of having sympathy for this man and judging him, I should really judge myself. Why was I not done lekaf schus? Why didn't I give him the benefit of the doubt? Shadana Leah Dimba Atzma. Leah didn't judge others. She judged herself. Perhaps I'm not davening enough. Maybe I'm not doing enough research for my sister. Maybe I'm not giving my sister enough support. Maybe I need to do more. Leah is teaching us, Before criticizing others, look inward and judge yourself. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.